The next time you're washing your hands and complain because the water temperature isn't just how you like it, think about how things used to be. Here are some facts about the 1500s. Most people got married in June because they took their yearly bath in May and still smelt pretty good by June. However, they were starting to smell, so brides carried a bouquet of flowers to hide the body odor, hence the custom today of carrying a nosegay when getting married. Baths consisted of a big tub filled with hot water. The man of the house had the privilege of the nice clean water. Then all the other sons and men. Then the women and finally the children. Last of all, the babies. By then, the water was so dirty, you could actually lose someone in it. Hence the saying, don't throw out the baby with the bath water. Houses had thatched roofs, thick straw piled high with no wood underneath. It is the only place for animals to get warm, so all the cats and other small animals, the mice and the bugs, lived in the roof. When it rained, it became slippy, and sometimes the animals would slip and fall off the roof. Hence the saying, it's raining cats and dogs. There was nothing to stop things from falling into the house. This posed a real problem in the bedroom where bugs and other droppings could mess up your nice clean bed. Hence, a bed with big posts and a sheet hung over the top afforded some protection. That's how canopy beds came into existence. The floor was dirt. Only the wealthy had something other than dirt. Hence the saying, dirt poor. The wealthy had slate floors that would get slippy in the winter when wet, so they spread straw on the floor to help keep the footing. As the winter wore on, they added more straw until, when you opened the door, it would all start slipping outside. A piece of wood was placed in the entranceway, hence the saying, a threshold for the straw. In those old days, they cooked in the kitchen with a big kettle that always hung over the fire. Every day they lit the fire and added things to the pot. They ate mostly vegetables and did not get much meat. They would eat the stew for dinner, leaving leftovers in the pot to get cold overnight and then start over the next day. Sometimes the stew had food in it that had been there for quite a while. Hence the rhyme, peas porridge hot, peas porridge cold. Peas porridge in the pot 9 days old. Sometimes they could obtain pork, which made them feel quite special. When visitors came over, they would hang up the bacon to show off. It was a sign of wealth that a man could bring home the bacon. They would cut off a little to share with guests, and they would all sit around and chew the fat. Those with money had plates made of pewter. Food with high acid content caused some of the lead to leach into the food, and this caused lead poisoning death. This happened most often with tomatoes, so for the next 400 years or so, the tomatoes were considered poisonous. Bread was divided according to status. Workers got the burnt bottom of the loaf, the family got the middle, and the guests got the top or the upper crust. Lead cups were used to drink ale or whiskey. The combination would sometimes knock the drinkers out for a couple of days. Someone walking along the road would take them for dead and prepare for the burial. They were laid out in the family kitchen table for a couple of days, and the family would gather around and eat and drink and wait to see if they would waken up, hence the custom, the holding of the wake. England is old and small, and the local folks started running out of places to bury people. So they would dig up coffins and would take the bones to the bone house and reuse the graves. When reopening these coffins, one out of 25 coffins were found to have scratch marks on the inside, and they realized they'd been burying people alive. So they would tie a string to the wrist of the corpse, lead it through the coffin and up through the ground, and tie it to a bell. Someone would have to sit out in the graveyard all night, it's called the graveyard shift, and listen for the bell. Thus, someone could be saved by the bell. It was considered a dead ringer. And that's the truth. Now, whoever said history was boring, educate someone, share these facts with a friend. See, where would you be with no bell on your bike? This is Barry Mack.